WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of crashing his car into the back of a home and leaving the scene whilst drunk early yesterday morning. Officer Patricia Logan with the College Station Police Department says no one was hurt, but the damage done by 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia's car was between $20,000 and $100,000.
So it went over a gas meter, through a wooden privacy fence. It continued to make contact with the house. Once the vehicle crashed through the fence, it began sliding sideways with its passenger side towards the house and slid until initially made contact with two posts supporting an awning for the back porch of the residence.
Logan says one of the posts crashed through the glass patio window and the other one knocked a hole in the Magnolia Drive residence. She says investigators were able to find him because his car's rim left scrape marks on the street that led to a home. A College Station man was arrested late last night for driving while intoxicated, drug possession, and possession of a prohibited weapon. College Station Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton says several people reported a man walking in the street with a rifle on McFarland Drive in the Southern Trace area. That resulted in police locating 34-year-old Trayum Davenport.
As officers responded, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. They searched the area several miles down the road. They were able to locate the vehicle, and they made contact with the driver.
Shelton says several controlled substances, firearms, and a butterfly knife were found inside of the car driven by Davenport. And we hear environmentalists going into full panic mode over global warming, but it could be related to La Nina and El Nino. In fact, state climatologist and Texas A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says there's good evidence that the same La Nina factor contributing to the drought has stalled global warming. In the last 10 years, Pacific Ocean temperatures have leveled off. Nielsen Gammon says there's an upside to global warming.
The same factor that causes global temperatures to go up temporarily also causes rainfall in the southern United States to go up temporarily.
Nielsen Gammon says right now there is no La Nina or El Nino in play. And with all of the anonymity on the internet, it's often difficult to know exactly who you're dealing with, particularly when buying or selling items. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there are several steps you can take to make sure that someone doesn't try to take advantage of you during a transaction.
Insist on meeting in a public place. Don't meet somewhere secluded. Never invite strangers to your home. Maybe tell a family friend where you're going, who you're meeting, or try and take that friend with you. Also, make sure you have your cell phone in case something happens. You can always call for assistance. And then you really want to be leery when you're selling or buying something of a high-end value.
McKeithen says to follow your instincts if things seem fishy, refuse to ship outside of the country, and only take payments through PayPal. As part of the Republican Party's effort to become more inclusive in a quickly diversifying country, immigration reform is gaining momentum as a key issue. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House has a bipartisan group working on policies right now.
From what I understand, it's going to start coming out in April, and I think the sooner the better. I'd like to get this addressed this year as opposed to next year, because if we do it next year, it's just going to look like it was done for political reasons. I think we need to do it to resolve this giant gaping issue that's bothering millions of Americans.
Flores says balancing the budget also continues to be a major issue and will be one of his main topics as he begins his Texas Town Hall series next month. And how the UT Law School uses money donated to the Law School Foundation is under review once again after a narrow vote by the Board of Regents. UT System's Jenny LaCosta Caputo says they've decided to set aside the previous internal report on the issue.
Members of our Audit Compliance and Management Review Committee have raised concerns about the way decisions on some compensation, benefits, and disbursements have been made and implemented. And some of those concerns have come to light through information that was gathered from public records requests.
There's been no timeline set for the new external investigation. Last year, it was learned a former dean was given a $500,000 forgivable loan from the foundation without the knowledge of top officials. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. If you're someone who's moving to town and they need to get new information, you can get it to them through Brazos Bounty. Give them a call at Brazos Bounty.
Sunshine today. We'll be seeing some of that. We'll also see some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll warm to 70 to 75 later today. We'll have clouds overnight with lows near 65. Mostly cloudy for Friday. It should be anywhere from 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds and the chance for a shower, lows near 65. Saturday, scattered showers are likely. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas A&M University's 12th Man Foundation has a new skipper. We'll share that with you here coming up in just a little bit. Also, we've got updates for you for DeLoss Dodd speaking to the Daily Texan in Austin about the Texas-Texas A&M rivalry. That and more with sports we'll do for you at 7:50.
You know, I just got a little one-line story here, and I'm trying to research it because apparently Disneyland is going to raise their prices again. Yeah.
Again.
Okay. I don't know how much they are.
A lot.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know much more than that. Let's see. They've also decided to stop giving discounts to Southern California residents. They're going to get to pay the same outlandish prices that the rest of us do. And you know what's really cool when you leave Disneyland, if you want to, you can go on their shaker machine. And what they do is they grab you by your ankles and turn you upside down and shake you and make sure there's no money left in your pocket because you wouldn't want to do that. Let's see. The move isn't particularly... Disneyland substantially raised its admission prices in May of 2012. The price of a premium annual pass is $650. That's an annual pass, though. That's not for us. I think our daily tickets, it says here, about $87. $87?
And that don't count eating nothing.
What's so fun about Disneyland?
It's awesome.
Disney do it right. There's no doubt. I mean, it really is. It's a spectacular place, but wow, I don't know about $87 worth of spectacular. Not sure. Oh, if you're under 10, it's only like $81.
Woohoo!
All right, $5. Can't even buy a pizza with that.
All right, $6 actually.
But you get a free fireworks show at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's true. Time the heck out. We have a really big story. I can't imagine why. What better way to start the 7 o'clock hour? And Kat, you may have to work on this story for us. Can you be Kat McMullen, investigative reporter for us on this?
I'll try my best, but I have a lot of other stuff going on also right now. What is it?
What do you mean you have a lot of other stuff?
Oh, PSAs and putting together scripts for candy and peace.
I thought you were baking bread in there or something. Okay, yeah.
Oh, good grief.
No, you may not be able to get the answer today, but
you okay, know, I know most of the time when you ask me something, you want it right then.
Yeah, I do, so. You're right. But this one, because we need to get the right answer... you know, we may need to look into this more. So, and I think this is what this will be an assignment you'll really like.
Okay, just for you, Scott.
Thank you. TMZ has run a photograph, presumably recent, of Chuck Norris without his beard.
I've seen it.
Oh yeah. Well, they also said what's his name was dead, and that wasn't true.
Every time I say Chuck Norris, you swoon, and I'm giving you this story to go investigate, and your response is, "Oh yeah,
just leave the poor man alone."
Well, but
what does it matter whether he has a beard on or not?
Well, just think about that. I mean, how in the world would a razor be able to shave Chuck Norris's beard?
I mean, I've heard there's a fist underneath his beard.
Yeah, well,
was there a picture of a fist?
No, it looked just a picture of him. And, you know, wearing like a baseball cap and some sunglasses and no beard. So we'll see. I'm just wondering.
Well, I don't trust everything TMZ says.
Well, I saw him, you know, and I had lunch with him.
Chuck Norris?
Yeah, I did. I had lunch with him. It was about two months ago.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, we were in the same restaurant.
You had lunch near Chuck Norris.
Actually, in his general vicinity. Actually, he was right in front of me. We stood, I waited right behind him, and, you know, I didn't say anything to him because that's part of the deal. He probably doesn't want to be bothered by people.
And
anyway,
he could hurt you really bad.
He could, that's true. So anyway, so if we can find out if Chuck Norris is, in fact, you know, shaved his beard.
I'll try, but I'm not an expert on Chuck Norris.
I've seen the picture. Yeah. He is beardless.
All right, so we'll see. Maybe one of our listeners knows. A middle school near Houston, actually, it's in Freeport, ready for Halloween early this year. The Freeport Intermediate School is infested with bats.
Oh, well, Ted, did you hear about the one in Fort Worth with rats?
Well, how about bats? That's a little, because bats can actually, you know, be flying around and chasing people.
Well, so can rats.
Kind of spooky.
Jump up at your face and gnaw your nose.
Really?
What the heck kind of movies have you been watching?
Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, and you?
Just fine. Hey, you know, Mars used to be habited until Chuck Norris got there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, thanks. Okay. We're not going to go there. Just stop it.
Awesome.
Where was the school and how many rats?
Oh, that's in Fort Worth, and I think it was either hundreds or thousands, and they're having to test the teachers for any diseases they might have caught from the rats.
Wow.
It's in the wire. All
okay.
Yesterday's
I don't have
wire.
One in here. Okay, I don't have one in here. So the flying rodents are kind of hard to get rid of because they're federally protected, by the way, and can only be removed in accordance with federal law, and obviously we're struggling with that over at Kyle Field right now.
Yes.
That you know.
Oh, they're
again,
being safely removed with
well, what it
nets.
Is, they can fly out, they just can't come back in. And so
yes.
That's that way they're not being actually done in. An 18-person brawl broke out at a Florida Chuck E. Cheese.
Gosh.
Another story about rat fromage emporium. Awesome.
And it's in Florida, even better. The massive brawl broke out during a weekend birthday party, and one person got shot.
And he got a gun into Chuck E. Cheese's?
I'm just saying, when the brawl spread, when the brawl spread outside the restaurant, I guess somebody ran to their car and got their weapon. Three people were arrested, including the birthday child's mom, who allegedly left the restaurant without picking up the $300 tab. Nothing like going in there and causing a brawl and three shootings and then walking the bill. What's up?
Hey, I can confirm the beardless Chuck Norris. I saw him last week, and he didn't have any beard on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay, there.
Wow.
There, Kat. You don't
somebody
have to worry about it.
Oh, thank heavens. Yeah, thank you, dear listener, for lightening my burden.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were asking you to do so much. You know, drive out to the place and knock on the door.
What are we going to do? Stalk Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Well, no, I didn't say stalk. We were just going to. But anyway, we thank the listener for letting us know that Chuck has shaved off the beard, which is, I mean, that ain't got to shave every day. See, that can't be any fun. So did you watch the celebrity diving show Splash? I don't think we talked about it. But
The first one I did. I don't know if the second one started.
No, but if you watched it on Tuesday, you're not alone. That show finished second to NCIS last week, and so
wow.
Yeah. And again, folks, this is people jumping in the water, right? And then that pretty much it. And that
that pretty much what
show.
It boils down
celebrities
to.
Celebrities
yeah.
in swimsuits,
people that you've heard of, yeah, and people you don't want to see in swimsuits like Louis Anderson, jumping into the water. Okay, and people are watching that. Okay. Yeah,
hey, it's better than some things you could be watching.
I suppose that's probably right. That's true. Okay, so Scientists told the U.S. Senate yesterday, this is kind of goes along with the NASA thing. Scientists told the United States Senate yesterday that without a few years' warning, humans currently have no capacity to stop an asteroid on a collision course with the planet.
Scientists Excellent.
Scientists are calling for continued funding, of course, and support for NASA satellites and observation programs that look for near-Earth objects. Remember yesterday we were talking about collecting money to get them telescopes because they had no way to track anything that was 55 feet long. If it was smaller than that, or if it was bigger than that, they could, but if it's that small, they can't find it. The scenario from the movie Armageddon, if you remember, is on the minds of lawmakers after these big old rocks exploded in Siberia in February. More than 1,000 people injured, so now the Senate wants to get involved in that because they think that it's important.
Jeff, what are they going to do about it?
Well, again, and that's what they're saying, is that scientists are telling us we can't do anything about it. We just have to live with it.
Yeah, at some point, you just have to trust.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos, you know who he is? Amazon dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Ever since July 16th, 1969, the rockets that pushed the Apollo 11 into the atmosphere,
Atlas V,
and mankind onto the moon, have been laying at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos has been eager to get them back and thinks that he has gotten that done. He and his team have been able to locate the rockets, and they are dragging them up to the surface. The chunks were recovered with the help of remote control vehicles tethered to the ship and working at depths of up to 14,000 feet. And now what are you going to do with them? They've been underwater since 1969. Heaven knows what they look like. You can't put them in a museum, can you? You going to sell them for scrap?
They might lay them out like they did in Houston.
Oh, they could do that, I guess. Yeah, and again, if they still have some markings on them.
Build a barn over them like they did in Houston.
Yeah. Either that or big tent, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
But there, that's what Jeff Bezos has done with some of his millions that he's made from Amazon.
You know, if you got it, why not?
Well, yeah, that's right. That's a good thing.
Thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that. But you're the one doing the smiling. It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home, Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
It's 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, high today about 76 and kind of breezy. Winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour. 62 for our low temperature tonight with a slight chance of showers. We'll actually have a 20% chance of rain tonight and on through Saturday night. High temperature on Friday and Saturday, right around 80 degrees, and low temperatures will be in the 60s. Not quite so warm on Sunday. 68 is what we're looking at for a high. Right now, a few clouds out there. Winds are from the southeast at 5, humidity 74%, and we're looking at 51 degrees.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, we are headed for a retirement crisis. The Wall Street Journal says that most of you are not saving enough to cover yourselves during retirement, and the numbers are worse than ever. Back in 2008, 49% of workers said they had less than $25,000 saved. Today, just 5 years later, 57% are coming up short. A full 28% of Americans say they have no confidence they'll be able to retire comfortably. That's the highest level to respond that way in the history of the survey. And now another report looks at the health of corporate pension plans. It projects that rising life expectancies will increase corporate pension liabilities by almost $100 billion in coming years. Small business owners are having a tough time keeping up with contributions. Now, see, taxes are up, prices on gasoline, other daily commodities are up, the housing market's still crawling, healthcare costs rising dramatically, economic growth stagnant, as it has been since Obama was inaugurated. The number of people who have any money to save for retirement is plunging. Many responsible families can't even think about saving in these days. The lucky ones are struggling to stay even. Others have watched jobs and prosperity vanish, and for most Americans, there is no economic growth, only empty promises from all of Obama's endless campaign stops.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man who fled from police last night has been arrested on multiple counts. Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton with College Station Police says officers found 34-year-old Trainum Davenport's car after residents of McFarland Drive reported a man in the road possibly wielding a rifle.
They discovered that the driver was intoxicated, and officers located several firearms inside of his vehicle. They did find a rifle and multiple controlled substances. Prohibited weapon.
Shelton says there were pills and marijuana inside the vehicle, and they're still investigating why he was in the area. Due to recent complaints about parking violations, Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan PD wants to remind BCS residents of a few simple rules to keep in mind.
We all know not to park in fire lanes, but if you do, you can get fined over $300. That's for emergency purposes only. It is allowable for you to drop off someone and pick someone up, but not to sit there. The other major obvious one is the handicap spaces. Stay out of those parking spaces unless you have a parking placard or a license plate.
McKeithen says the first offense of parking in a handicap space without a tag is more than $500, with the cost going up each time. She says the line spaces next to the handicap spots are actually part of the space so that people can unload wheelchairs, and you can still be fined if you park there. A home on Magnolia Drive suffered between $20,000 and $100,000 of damage early yesterday morning when it was struck by a car. College Station Police Officer Patricia Logan says 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia, who's accused of drunk driving and failure to leave information, drove over a gas meter, through a fence, and slid sideways against the house until he hit two posts supporting the back porch.
One post flew through the glass patio window, shattering it completely, and other posts knocked at 1 foot by 1 foot hole through the house brick next to the patio door. So then there was tire tracks made through the backyard as the vehicle made a U-turn to exit through the back fence. So definitely a lot of damage.
Logan says no one was hurt, and with the help of a description of the car and scratches on the ground from a tire rim, they located and arrested Orozco Garcia. With the Republican Party under scrutiny, not just by Democrats, but also by its own adherents, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the GOP needs to do a much better job in terms of its messaging.
Our principles still stand the test of time. Limited government, balancing the budget, adhering to the Constitution, protecting life and protecting family values. I think we need to do a lot better job in the way we talk about those things. In addition, for whatever reason, the party sort of forgot about the value of grassroots politics.
Whether done through social media or wearing out shoe leather, Flores says the party needs to get back to the basics of going door to door and making sure to communicate with potential voters. He says he himself would never have gotten elected without those kinds of grassroots efforts. And public colleges and universities in Texas could soon be able to conduct official criminal background checks for on-campus housing applicants under a bill headed to the full Senate for a vote. Dennis Krausen is the vice president of student services at Blinn College. He says this bill would have prevented a $7,000 theft by a student this past fall.
We had done a background check on this student, and we had not found anything with the public site. What we later found out is the student had multiple pending armed robbery cases against him that just had not come to trial yet.
Under the bill, the schools could use the official DPS internet site for background checks, and that would show pending charges. If Texas adopts term limits, it would not affect Governor Perry or other current statewide office holders, opening the door for Perry to seek a fourth term next year. And what about another presidential run?
Governor Perry laid out a timetable for making his future plans known, appearing on the political website Shark Tank. He said that we'll have to keep guessing a while longer.
Check me in June. I'm gonna make an announcement in June about my teachers. And then probably sometime later in the year, about 2016.
Perry was flying high early on in his 2012 bid for the GOP presidential nomination, only to collapse famously during his oops moment during a televised debate. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, and in the process of buying my home, I know one of the things that we were looking at was how much to put down, because the interest rates were different than what I thought they were.
Yeah, they were a lot lower than what you thought they were going to be. You know, they're very, very low. Still, right now, we're sitting at about 3.5% interest. At some point, I think they're going to creep up. A lot of people are saying, okay, should I wait? Should I wait until next year to buy a home, or go ahead and pull the trigger now? I would say if you're in a position, don't wait, because at you know, $200,000 loan at 3.5%, you're looking at principal and interest, $898. You jump that up to 5.5%, you're at $1,135. That's almost a $250 increase. 7.5%, you'd be at $1,398, almost a $500 increase.
Well, let's go back to the 80s with the savings and loan stuff. How bad would it have been then?
At 18%, you'd be looking at $3,014 instead of less than $1,000. So not that we'll go that high, but don't wait.
To find out more, you can by going to zarealestate.com. That's the easiest way to get a hold of Jen Zweiker and the gang at Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County the full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine today, we'll be seeing some of that. We'll also see some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll warm to 70 to 75 later today. We'll have clouds overnight with lows near 65. Mostly cloudy for Friday. It should be anywhere from 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds and the chance for a shower, lows near 65. Saturday, scattered showers are likely. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. 12th Man Foundation has a new skipper. A&M and Texas may be busy on Thanksgiving, and more coming up with sports. We'll share that with you coming up in about 12 minutes.
Okay, if you're headed to the office, we want to go ahead and give you a website to go to today so you can waste your day.
Hey!
Go ahead and just zero out your productivity, because, you know, the boss will really appreciate you doing that. But this is, I saw this morning. This is a pretty amazing stuff. Okay, you've seen these wing suits before, right?
Yeah, those are awesome.
They are. You know, people jump off mountains, and, I mean, again, they're adrenaline junkies, okay? And there's no doubt about that. That's nothing I would ever do. Like, I'm built for that anyway. And but, I mean, they have these, I mean, it's a webbing that allows you to basically coast down and get close to the ground.
Wow.
Then you pop a chute and do that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That's
cool.
Oh,
it is. It's spectacular to see that. But now, two guys, a pair of Norwegians named Ludovic Wirth and Joka Sommer, they put on their wingsuits. They jumped out of ultralight airplanes, okay? Over the city of Rio de Janeiro.
I watched it, and it is incredible.
As they near the ground, the Ventura Corporate Towers, 460 feet tall, they fly right between them.
Yep.
And I don't know how much space it was, but it ain't enough.
No. Nope.
I mean, and they did. They both went through them, and then they landed in a plaza adjacent to the towers. They shot it really well. They had a helmet cam for one of them. They shot it from above, and then they shot it from the ground. And it is amazing.
The POV on that,
yes,
is just
it is. It's
crazy.
It is just anyway, it's had 1.6 million views. You won't be the first one to get there. But nonetheless, it's pretty danged amazing.
Having done some skydiving,
mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Yeah, well, again.
The control that they've got is remarkable.
They're just.
Do you use your feet as rudders, or how do you do that, Kevin?
Hands.
Hands,
yeah, yeah,
huh?
Because, again, you look like a Rocky the Flying Squirrel, right? You've got the
pretty things. Much.
Yep.
But even in regular skydiving, you use your hands to rotate.
There you go. Okay, if you need one more new religion, the Free Church of Scotland pushing a bill that would grant those who have literally made Star Wars a religion to perform marriage ceremonies. He'll be able to perform marriage ceremonies.
So can you get ordained as a Jedi?
I don't know. Additionally, the Marriage and Civil Partnership Bill would apply to other non-religious groups like the Flat Earth Society, the Jedi Knights Society, a.k.a. the Temple of Jedi Order. No doubt a Star Wars nerd or two will quickly decide to do this. Believe it or not, the Jedi religion is the second most popular alternative religion, it says here, with more than 175,000 people listing themselves as Jedi in a UK 2012 nationwide census.
Yeah, but was this a joke?
I don't know. 175,000 people usually don't get in on a joke.
Well, I don't think they're, you know, out there pretending to or trying to strangle people with their hands from 3 feet away.
I bet you they are.
I have no idea.
That's what conductors are doing. We just didn't know it.
Haven't been around any of them.
These are not
the
droids you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is kind of cool. This happens from time to time, and the latest one is a story of a family from New York. They had a little Chinese bowl, a tiny bowl, that they bought for $3 6 years ago at a garage sale. Sold it yesterday for $2.2 million.
How?
Well, it's 5.5 inches in diameter. It sat in the unnamed family's home for years, and eventually a quest to see what the heck is that thing took them over to Sotheby's, and they found that it was a ding bowl, D-I-N-G, from the 10th or 11th century. There have only been two of them known to exist, and the other one had sold for $300,000. This one, $2.2 million.
The other one is in a museum in Britain.
Really? So see, I mean, before you go doing that, before you go putting that stuff on your, on the shelf or the garage sale, you need to check on those things and see about that.
See, I'd rather get lucky in a garage sale than get a lottery ticket.
Well, I mean,
that's a more exciting story.
Rick would have given him $10 for it.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm just going to have to put it on the shelf. I'm going to have to clean it up, and I got people I got to pay. So, by the way, the lottery, we got to look it up. It's over $300 million, I think. So it's about to be worth buying a ticket for. But yeah, nonetheless, I wouldn't care whether you get $2 million from a lottery or $2 million from a bowl. Just glad they didn't knock it off the table. You know, that would have been sad.
Hey, Aggieland. Have you ever had a cowboy tell you, pardon my dust? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction. And to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. 2013 Buick Verano, just $199 per month. 2013 Buick Enclave SUV, just $349 per month. Both include scheduled maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio for 2 years. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month, 12,000 miles per year, 3170 due at signing plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $1389 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan, all incentives to dealer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you've had a toddler, I'm sure you've encountered the terrible twos. And if you're not there yet, will you know what to do when it happens? Well, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The terrible twos in children are marked by one undeniable characteristic, the tantrum. These dreaded outbursts can rattle the most confident of parents. But with a few time-tested strategies, you can bring your child under control. The most common reason for tantrums is childish anger. To curb these emotional reactions, our counselors suggest parents set limits and enforce them with consequences. Timeouts can provide an effective boundary. When an outburst occurs, place your child in a safe but boring location for a set of time. A good good rule of thumb is 1 minute for each year of a child's age. It's also important to respond to tantrums as calmly as possible. Don't shout and throw a tantrum of your own. Just place your child in timeout and walk away. Tantrums often become a tool for manipulating a parent. When you overreact, you're actually rewarding your child for acting out because you're teaching him he has the power to influence your reactions. And that's why, no matter how frustrated you feel, keep your game face on. Parents, they're called the terrible twos for a reason. But with a good plan and a little consistency, you can keep the upper hand. For more to help your parenting thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy.
Sweet.
When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Wright Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
Hi, thanks for listening to me, your conscience. You should think about switching to GEICO. They could save you money on car insurance, which is great. How? Well, GEICO has great discounts, including multi-car, defensive driver, and good driver. Makes sense. So, switch to GEICO because you could save money, and let's retire the Hawaiian shirt with socks and sandals combo. Thanks.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing Blazer, the termite-detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
Hey, great deal going on this weekend. All the folks at King Oaks, they're having their veteran fishing derby. It'll be held Saturday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Come out and you can help them build a home for a wounded veteran. Now, Jimmy Houston, who's a professional angler, he'll be out there from 10 in the morning until 2 and visit with you other members of the fishing community. Also give you some tips on how to catch the big ones. They'll have food out there as well as games, a bounce house. There'll be live music from the Texas Twisters. Plus, there'll be door prizes, including a Jimmy Houston autographed rod. Now, the cost is $10 per person. Children under 6 get in free, and additional donations are gladly accepted. The family event is open to the public, and all the money will benefit the King Oaks Veteran Home for Sergeant Monty Bernardo. So come on out and enjoy that. Now, no boats and non-motorized watercraft allowed. The event is pure bank fishing, so bring your gear and come out and do that. And right now, when you buy a 1 to 3 acre wooded home site at King Oaks, they'll donate $1,000 to Operation Finally Home. Great, great situation. So purchasing land for your dream home can also help build one for a wounded veteran. If you want to get some more information, then be in touch with the folks at King Oaks. The number to call is 800-772-LAND. That's 800-772-LAND. Fish and Derby coming up this weekend.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:48. Texas A&M University's 12th Man Foundation has a new skipper. Skip Wagner has jumped ship as the president and CEO of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to run the foundation. Now, the foundation helps fund A&M athletic scholarship programs and facilities, and Wagner takes over for Stu Starner, who delayed his own retirement to serve as the interim foundation president and CEO after last fall's retirement of Miles Marks. From Yahoo Sports, brace yourself, Texas and Texas A&M fans. Athletic director from Texas DeLoss Dodds told the Daily Texan the infamous rivalry between the two schools could resume in the very near future. There's just one catch, though. It would be on the Longhorns' terms. Quote, they left, Dodd told the paper. They're the ones that decided not to play us, so we get to decide when we play again. I think that's fair. He goes on to say, quote, I think we'll play sometime. I don't know when it will happen or how it will happen, but I am sure it will happen. Moving now to the NBA, Miami's winning streak was in danger of disappearing in Cleveland, of all places, but LeBron James would not give up. James scored 25 points as the Heat overcame a 27-point deficit in the third quarter and won their 24th straight game, 98-95, over the shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers. King James, after the come-from-behind win.
We had to dig deep for this one. Yeah, we already know, like I said this morning, every team is going to give us a good shot, no matter their record, no matter who's out on the floor. We're going to get their best, and we should enjoy that. We should embrace that, you know, because it picks up our level of intensity as well. So, you know, it's good for us to dig down once again and get another road win.
In other NBA action, Tim Duncan scored 25 points and added 13 rebounds to lead San Antonio to a 104-93 win over Golden State. That keeps the Spurs a game and a half behind Miami for the best record in the NBA. Stephen Curry scored 24 points for the Warriors, who hang on to the sixth playoff spot in the Western Conference. James Harden had 29 points, and the Houston Rockets improved their position in the Western Conference playoff race with a 100-93 win over the Utah Jazz yesterday. And March Madness is heating up. James Madison won its first NCAA tournament game in 30 years, beating LIU Brooklyn 68-55 in the first four. A.J. Davis led the way with 20 points for the Dukes, who earned a spot to take a shot at the top seed Indiana in the second round. NFL's also heating up as teams and players are starting to move around. Free agent safety Ed Reed was courted by the Texans, and they won. He'll sign with them, a league source told ESPN. And here's ESPN's Paul Karski on the Ravens-Texans deal.
Houston Chronicle says it's going to be a two-year deal as opposed to the three-year deal that's been discussed in the range of $4 million a year. And he'll be the first outside addition to the Texans since free agency started on March 12th. A much needed addition, and a guy I imagine is going to bring them some swagger.
More movers and shakers in the NFL. It's going to seem a little strange to watch the Chicago Bears with no Brian Urlacher in the middle of the defense. The eight-time Pro Bowl linebacker could not come to terms on a new contract with the team. The two sides decided to part ways after 13 seasons, and that's according to general manager Phil Emery. NFL owners went into a voting spree, and when they concluded their winter meetings on Wednesday, voting to eliminate the tuck rule, penalize crown of the helmet hits anywhere on the field by players who are outside of the tackle box or within at least 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, and change the replay challenge rule so that bad coaches' challenges don't prevent officials from reviewing the play. In the NHL, Chuck Coleslaw, goal late in the third, gave the Colorado Avalanche a 4-3 win over the Dallas Stars. And finally, Alabama Athletic Director Mal Moore has resigned, citing health concerns that recently forced him into the hospital. Quote, as many of you know, due to factors related to my health, I am at the point where I can no longer fulfill my duties as the athletic director in true championship manner the position requires. Moore, who's 73, is an Alabama graduate and former national title-winning player and assistant coach under Paul Bear Bryant before being hired as the athletic director back in 1999. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during the brutally hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Have them give you a bid to install a state-of-the-art irrigation system for your lawn or garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades here in the Brazos Valley and are front runners in the industry. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get your irrigation system installed quickly before the rush. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4 726 or go to the website PrinceIrrigation.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 6 minutes till. Common sense, horse sense, street smarts, no matter what you want to call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, you don't have to worry about paying big city overhead prices. It doesn't exist there. It simply means you get a chance to get the RV that you wanted, and you're going to spend thousands less than the competition. The philosophy is very simple at RV Station. The best price in the country on the best brands. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for you to go out and enjoy that time. Matter of fact, they've got a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. It sleeps eight. It is just $199 a month. And don't forget that RV Station has factory certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to make sure that your RV is running in peak condition. So get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit them at RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
You know, sometimes you only get one chance, like making that first impression, remembering your lines on opening night, or packing your first parachute.
Geronimo!
But books, music, and movies always get a second chance at half-price books. Now they're even paying cash for gaming consoles, video games and accessories, even e-readers, iPhones, iPads, and iPods. Second chances are what Half Price Books is all about. Sure, they have tons of great new stuff, but the treasures are the things that other folks have chosen not to pack up in trash, but to take to Half Price Books for cash. And for a limited time, you'll get a 10% off coupon on any purchase at Half Price Books when you sell the things you've already enjoyed. When I sell to Half Price Books, I feel I'm sharing a little piece of myself with somebody that I may never meet. And I think that's kind of neat. So sell your stuff at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Good morning, about 4 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here you go. Yeah, no winner in Wednesday night's Powerball. That means Saturday night, $320 million. $320 million. Never mind, it's played in 44 states and chances win $175.2 million to one. All it takes is buying a ticket for $1 or $2 or whatever it costs, and you could be the big winner. So, happy first full day of spring today.
Oh.
And if you have any friends
thank
who...
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
happy
you're welcome.
Happy spring to you,
oh,
too.
Oh, thanks. If you have any friends who live up in Maine, they got over a foot of snow in some spots. Residents in Lindenburg, Massachusetts, already buried under 15 inches of powder with sub-zero temperatures. So, fun for them. But also in the South, Central Alabama, North Carolina, they got some cold weather as well. Here, it's very nice. Actually, yesterday was a little chilly, but, you know, after the
oh,
after
bad
the
at all.
Yeah, really, after the sun came through and broke things up, it was all right. All right, this will make you feel old. Well, some of us.
Oh, yeah.
In celebration of General Hospital's 50th anniversary. 50th anniversary
holy
of General
cats.
Hospital. Yes. SoapNet, I don't know if that's around here and available, but anyway, we'll do an unprecedented 50-hour marathon of classic episodes.
50 I mean, hours?
You can watch Tony Geary get bald right there on before your very eyes, right? March the 29th. Can you imagine I knew that? That's Tony Geary played one of those doctors on there.
That's a little...
Must have watched the show.
I didn't. You know, I never did, but that was so back in the day when we didn't have all these entertainment outlets, you know, there were only one or two of them, they really did a great job of keeping General Hospital in front of her. And then they got married on there, right? Jeannie Francis, who's was a soap opera star. I think she played the female doctor. Anyway, Marathon kicks off the very first episode of 1963 and will include shows from every episode. Can't imagine.
Here's random and weird for you.
Okay.
You a Simpson fan at all?
I've seen the show.
Okay. 56-year-old man was in court on charges of carrying a gun
Kay.
Into an airport.
Okay.
His name?
Uh-huh.
Bart Simpson.
Oh.
The judge?
Yeah.
Mr. Burns.
Oh, too good. Ah, too
Bart
good.
Filed a plea of not guilty.
Ah, all right, good. For the first time in U.S. American history, there are more single people than there are married people. 51 not married, 49% married. 51% to 49%. Single is on its way to becoming the new norm. So there you are. Look forward to that. Garth Brooks, you heard of him?
Yep.
George Strait, heard of him?
Yeah.
Darn straight.
They've never sung together, but they will now.
No kid.
At the Academy of Country Music Awards next month, the two country music legends have each won ACM's Artist of the Decade Award, and that statue will be renamed to honor the late Dick Clark, because he's the guy who produced the show. And... all this will happen April the 7th in Las Vegas. Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan will host the CBS big event coming up. Wow. So the ACMs.
I can't believe they've never performed.
I know. That is. I find that fascinating. Obviously, they performed in a lot of the same places. But when is that? April the 7th. Oh, wow.
I mean, I worked playing that music for quite a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're thinking back.